Currently, new laws that either impose new penalties or increase existing ones don't have to include an estimate of the cost to taxpayers that result from imposing those penalties. Senate Joint Resolution 5, sponsored by Senator Lena Taylor, will change that. Taylor hopes if approved, it will prompt lawmakers to take a breath before passing laws just because they're tough on crime. She cites a bill passed in 2009 that allowed judges to add 5 years to the sentence of anyone convicted of a sexual assault on a child.
One person sentenced under the provision of the bill would have added at least $150,000 to the state cost for incarceration. One person. This joint resolution is about making informed decisions, not from the hip, knee-jerk positions, but just decisions that are sound, that are just, that are informed, and that are fiscally responsible.
There is no apparent opposition to the resolution, and Senator Jennifer Schilling says she's hopeful it will prompt lawmakers to seriously consider more cost-effective ways of sanctioning lawbreakers.
I think we can take a good, hard look and have a discussion about sort of what these costs will be as we bear them out for taxpayers, and if there are other things that we can do, you know, to reduce recidivism and do some alternative treatments when you look at the cost of the dollars and cents of incarceration.
Even if the proposed rule passes the legislature, backers won't know it's effect until lawmakers consider the cost of the next criminal penalty bill. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.